William Bennett, you know, the author, the former Secretary of Education with who? Pappy Bush, Reagan, somebody. You know, the nation's scold, always lecturing Americans on our lapsed morality. This guy is an out-of-control gambler. Huh? According to MSNBC, his games of choice, video poker and slot machines, sum at $500 a pull. He has a revolving line of credit of at least $200,000 in four venues in Atlantic City and Las Vegas. He has bet millions of dollars over the last decade. This is reported at MSNBC.com and also reported at WashingtonMonthly.com. He's the former drug czar and Secretary of Education under Reagan and Bush. He doesn't have to even bring money when he shows up at a casino. More than 40 pages of internal casino documents provided to the Washington Monthly and Newsweek paint a picture of a gambler given the high roller treatment, including limos and tens of thousands of dollars in complimentary hotel rooms and other amenities. The other amenities will probably include hookers. In 1 2-month period, the documents show him wiring more than $1.4 million to cover losses at one casino. We're talking about William Bennett, the drug czar. This guy is a junkie of the highest order. Do you know any pot smokers who have spent $1.4 million in one 18-month stretch? Bennett, in the same 18-month stretch, Bennett visited a number of casinos for 2 or 3 days at a time. And he must have been worried about news of his habit leaking out. His customer profile at one casino lists an address that corresponds to Empower.org, the website of Empower America, the group Bennett co-chairs. But typed across the form are the words, "No contact at residence or business." You want to hear some of his losses? They've been substantial. According to one casino, on July 12th of last year, Bennett lost $340,000 at Caesars in Atlantic City. On April 5th and 6th, he lost more than $500,000 at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. Some casino estimates put his total losses over the past decade at more than $8 million. A casino source who has witnessed Bennett at the high-limit slots in the wee hours says, you know, there's a term in the trade for this kind of gambler. We call them losers. Oh, Jesus! Oh, my God! Oh, stop me! Kathy, quick, tie an anchor to my feet. I'm about to float out of the studio. William Bennett, drug czar, Secretary of Education, is an out-of-control junkie gambler, sucked into the pits of hell by his addiction. Our Boston bureau chief is checking in. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Chief. I was just going to touch on that very subject.
Oh, my God. You know, the story at WashingtonMonthly.com is bad enough. But,
I've got it up on my screen right now.
But check out MSNBC, Jonathan Alter's a story. The URL, here it is, msnbc.com/news/908430.asp. Check it out, pal.
Here's the Washington Monthly sentence that I love the best is, quote, Bennett, who gambled throughout Clinton's impeachment, has continued this pattern in subsequent years. On July 12th of last year, for instance, Bennett lost $340,000
right
to Caesars Boardwalk Regency.
Right. All these people I'm gonna have to get the gun out and shoot an awful lot of varmints over the weekend. I mean, God help the varmints that live in the woods behind my house. There's gonna be a bloodbath this weekend. I've got to work this stuff out somehow. Bill Bennett, huh? Drug czar, Department of Education head, a junkie, an absolute out of control, multi-million dollar Jones junkie. AM sent this in. Couldn't Mr. Morales have given some of those millions to charity rather than the one-armed bandit or red or black? Ted just emailed in and reminded me. He says, I wonder if Richard Bell and Scaife bankrolled Bennett's addiction. Scaife describes Bennett as a close friend who sits on the board of one of his foundations.
Oh, absolutely.
Bennett is a Heritage Foundation fellow, and his Empower America is an adjunct of Heritage, which is funded by Richard Mellon Scaife, Coors, the Amways, and various corporations. I wonder how much of the money that goes to the funding, winds up in the pockets of the casinos.
Who the hell can lose $340K at Caesar's Palace, for Christ's sake?
Who can lose $1.4
million?
My God, here he is, Bill Bennett. Oh, Jesus.
Don't use a condom, Mike. Don't fall for that condom propaganda. It's abstinence.
Is that what it is?
That's it.
Well, what did Nancy say? Just say no. Hey, Bill, Mr. Bennett, Mr. Secretary of Education, just say no.
Just say no.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God. Oh, God, I hate these people.
I do, too.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, brother.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Our Boston Bureau Chief there. Dr. John is calling from Springfield. Hey, Dr. John.
I thought I'd let you know from an academic viewpoint about Bill Bennett.
Okay.
Back in the, I think it was the late 80s, when Bill Bennett was at the University of Texas, we started and was getting politically active down there.
Uh-huh.
We started hearing about him, even up here in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And what we heard was his relationship with co-eds.
Yeah, right.
And apparently Bill Bennett has a long and rather colorful history with co-eds.
Well, it's the Elmer Gantry syndrome that so many of these people suffer from. They preach virtue and their life is just saturated with vice.
Oh, yeah.
It's just classic. It's textbook. That's why anytime I've ever heard somebody who really preaches a certain brand of morality, you can bet your butt that in their background or in their contemporaneous life, they are not living a virtuous life at all. This is how they deal with it. They just project it out onto the general population so they can survive. Bill Bennett is a classic example of this.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, I think somewhere in my old files, I've got letters from co-eds that accused, well, you know, you'd never climb into anybody's bedroom, right? There are no TV cameras when Bill Bennett was doing the ugly with the co-eds. But let me tell you, when they were making the sausage with two sides, the co-eds were publishing it. And this was right before he became the drug czar.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. Dr. John, obviously you're not surprised.
No.
I just wonder. Now, it's at MSNBC's website, the story, and which is a Newsweek article. I'll be curious to see if the Newsweek actually carries it. And I'll also be curious to see if the news gathering organizations in this twisted society pick up on the story. I mean, after all, they went on and on and on about Gary Condit.
You've got to be kidding me, Mike. You gotta be joking.
I probably am. Dr. John, thanks.
Take care, big guy.
All right, sir. Thanks for checking in. Ted sent another email in. Remember Bennett bloviating about Clinton on Hardball with fellow bloviant Chris Matthews? Bennett said, referring to Clinton, "This man has no character." It turns out that Bill Bennett is an addict. Oh, show him some mercy, Mike. No! No mercy, none. Not in this lifetime, not in any subsequent possible lifetimes. May Bill Bennett roast in hell with the rest of these people. Marcia sent me a list of his books. Billy Bennett, Gambler, Boy, Hypocrite. He wrote, Why We Fight, Moral Clarity and the War on Terrorism. He wrote, The Children's Book of Virtues. He wrote, The Book of Virtues, A Treasury of Great Moral Stories. He wrote, Our Sacred Honor, Words of Advice from the Founders in Stories, Letters, Poems, and Speeches. He wrote, The Death of Outrage, Bill Clinton and the Assault on American Ideals. He wrote, Moral Compass, Stories for a Life's Journey. He wrote, The Children's Book of Faith, The Children's Book of Virtues, The Children's Book of Heroes. He wrote, The Fight for Our Culture and Our Children. Oh, please. Please. And he spends hundreds of thousands, nay, millions of dollars with one of the most stupid addictions. It represents one of the most blatant examples of moral failure. Well, I'm going to beat the house. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to beat the house. So as the story on MSNBC says, he was such a high roller, such a loser. Hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars this jackass has tossed into the tills of God knows how many gambling emporiums in Atlantic City and Las Vegas and God knows where else. How'd you like to see his online gambling debt, huh? But because he was a high roller, he is entitled to all the amenities. Now, any high roller knows what the amenities are when you go to some of these $2,000 a night hotels in Vegas or Atlantic City. You get the amenities, yeah. You get free food. You get free this. You get free that. You get free hookers. Have I mentioned tonight yet that I hate these people? I think I have. I think I already have. Midnight. Bill Bennett, how about this story?